Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Second and 14 from the Jets 17. Line up in the shotgun. Allen fires a quick one, caught by John Brown. Low makes the catch at the 10, at the 5, cruises into the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo.
Prescott takes the snap, fakes the handoff, back to throw. He looks, he goes deep down the left side for Michael Gallup, and it's caught inside the 25, inside the 20. Jalen Ramsey makes the tackle. There are flags all over the place, and I think this is coming back. It looks like it's going to be offensive pass interference on Gallup. Ramsey was signaling for it almost immediately.
Brady takes a gun snap, quick throw near side. It's picked off. Janoris Jenkins, 15, 10, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown. Janoris Jenkins, pick six.
18 plays, 87 yards, 8:39 off the clock. Jones on a play fake. He's going to roll to his left. He's under pressure. He gets hit as he throws the ball. Flutters up in the air, and it's intercepted by the Steelers.
That's an unforced error. He cannot. He's either got to throw the ball away or take the sack. That's on the young quarterback there, Bob.
And now it's time for Joe and Evan's picks.
You got all the information there, right?
That's right. Our NFL picks.
You got to do it now, so. You
that's right. I forgot. That's on me.
That's why I didn't say it. Well, it's not on you.
Our Week 2 NFL picks are brought to you by OddsTrader.com, where the pros go to handicap, and by Bud Light. When game day is a go, there is a Bud Light there. Week 2 of the National Football League. Last week, which is, I got to tell you, and I think we both have mentioned this a million times, it's the toughest week pick.
Yeah, no doubt.
The goal is avoid 0-3, and we were both able to successfully avoid going 0-3.
I thank the Steelers for that.
Yes. And I actually had a good week. I went 2-1. My one loss was atrocious, though. I actually took the Browns getting the points against the Ravens.
Yeah, that didn't go good.
That didn't go very well. But my other two picks did. I took the Rams getting 2.5 at home against the Cowboys. That was a victory. They won that game outright. And I took the Patriots getting 6.5 at home against Miami. So a 2-1 start as we begin week two of the National Football League. A couple of similarities to week one. I picked against Ozzie and Woodridge's Dallas Cowboys. I was actually very upset I picked against them. I turned out to be right. This week, I love them. I got to tell you. And they kind of fit, Joe, that good team. Because I think they are a good team. They may not be a Super Bowl team, but I think they're a good team.
Yeah, no, I would agree.
A good team coming off a week one loss. Now, they are banged up. There's some concerns about their offensive line health. We know about Leighton Van Der Esch and the injury he dealt with. And Blake Jarwin, who's unfortunately done for the year. But a part of this pick is being anti-Falcon. The Atlanta Falcons last year, and this may sound familiar, Jet fans, they closed strong. They finished so strong, and the hope was under Coach Quinn, hey, they'll build off it. It'll be great. Did you watch them in week one? I mean, Russell Wilson's great, so there's no disrespect in getting beat up by the Seahawks, but they got beat up by the Seattle Seahawks. I think the Dallas Cowboys are going to have a really strong bounce back effort. I think Zeke will have a huge game on the ground. They won't get burned by Mike McCarthy making a dumb play call decision or an offensive pass interference call that isn't there. Mostly because I think they're going to blow Atlanta out. I think they're going to bounce back in a big way. The number is comfortable. It's 4.5. Nothing too big. But a lot of this is, I think Atlanta is going to be awful this year. Will turn out to be the final year Coach Quinn actually coaches them. And I like Dallas to bounce back after a very difficult week one loss. Because they were obviously in it at the end, as we know, and the OPI really cost them. So, game number one, give me the Cowboys laying 4.5 at home against the Falcons. Game number two, similar to what we just talked about with the Cowboys losing to the Rams are getting 1.5 in Philadelphia against the Eagles. And the reason I'm taking the Rams over Philadelphia right now is I watched a little bit of that Eagle game last week. And the thing that did them in was, sure, the Washington football, I was about to say they're old teammate.
We know that.
You know what I'm talking about. Right. The Washington football team has a tremendous defensive line, and they were able to get to the quarterback. They were able to get to Carson Wentz. Well, I got a question for you. Do you think Aaron Donald will be able to get to Carson Wentz? If you watched Aaron Donald on Sunday night, he did whatever the hell he wanted on that football field. Okay, he's running people over like they're not even there. Only had one sack in the game, I get it. If you watched him, he dominated in many ways. Well, what the heck do you think's going to happen in Philadelphia? He's going to dominate. So I love the LA Rams to start this year off 2-0, and I love the fact that I'm getting a point and a half. Great, give me the point and a half. I don't need it. I think they're going to win outright. Game number two, give me the Rams plus a point and a half in Philadelphia against the Eagles. Game number three, also similar to something I did last week. Last week, I picked the Patriots. Felt good about them. Felt good about Bill Belichick getting off to a good start in the post-Tom Brady era. With that said, they're going to lose on Sunday night. I think they're going to lose big. And a part of why they're going to lose big is this Seahawks team. Russell Wilson, I don't know how this has happened. Russell Wilson's underrated. It's kind of a weird statement to make, but he actually is. He's one of the best quarterbacks on the planet. I think he's going to have a big-time performance, but the real key here is I think Seattle's defense is going to be able to slow down Cam Newton. Cam Newton ran the football a lot in week one. I don't think that's going to be something that necessarily happens every single week, and I don't think it's going to be able to happen Sunday night. Cam Newton in his career against the Seattle Seahawks, against Pete Carroll, who he has to deal with on Sunday night, has a record of 2-6. And they've shut him down. He has not beaten them with his legs when going up against Pete Carroll. I think they're going to control him. I think they're going to force him to have to make plays with his arm. He'll make a play or two, but he ain't going to make enough plays. I love the Seattle Seahawks getting, or laying, I should say, 4.5 at home against the New England Patriots. Look, I think the Patriots are going to be fine. They're going to win the division. You know how much I have Bill Belichick whiplash, but Sunday night will not be their night. Give me Seattle laying the 4.5. So, game number one, the Cowboys laying 4.5 at home against Atlanta. Game number two, the Rams are getting 1.5 in Philadelphia against the Eagles. And game number three, the Seattle Seahawks laying 4.5 at home against the New England Patriots. Week two NFL picks. Joe, take it away.
All right, bro. The Steelers saved me from going 0-3 last week. I was 1-2. Obviously, Pittsburgh covered the number, beat the Giants by 10. They were a 6-point favorite. I had the Panthers getting 3 against the Raiders at home. They wound up losing by 4. Good job by Matt Rhule not giving the ball to McCaffrey on 4th-and-1. And obviously, for reasons known only to a higher authority, took the Jets plus 6.5 in Buffalo, figuring if there was ever a week when I could play the Jets, it would be that one. And obviously, I was 100% wrong. So, 1-2 opening week. Here we go for week two. I'm going head-to-head with you on the Eagles. I like them better. Because I saw, when I first saw as the week was going on, they were getting points at home. And I like them getting points at home. But I'm going to stay with them anyway, even though they're a 1.5 favorite now. A couple things with this game. First of all, I understand the offensive line. I get it. They're all banged up. Wentz got sacked 8 times. Obviously, they were up 17-0 in that game against Washington. And then he started throwing the picks and all of that. And they wound up, you know, blowing by. And they beat him 27-17, 27 unanswered points. I don't know how good the Rams are. I understand how great Aaron Donald is. I understand there's no question about that. I don't know how good the Rams are. You know, in a lot of ways, they were fortunate to win the game last week against Dallas. You mentioned the call by McCarthy, not kicking the field goal. Obviously, that brutal offensive pass interference call against Michael Gallup. So, in a lot of ways, the Rams were lucky to win this game last week. But they did win. They did what they had to do. And they're also coming east. You know, it's one of those teams. You know, it's not like the Niners coming east to play the Jets. You know, I said this the other day, you know, or earlier in the show. You know, most times that team coming from the West Coast, coming to the East Coast, has a big disadvantage. You know, and in this case, they probably do. So I'm going to take a flyer on that. I think the Eagles are better than what they showed the other day. I understand the offensive line. They still have a pretty good defense. I'm not sold on how good the Ram offense is at this point in time. So I'm going head-to-head with my partner. I'm going to lay the 1.5 and take the Eagles at home against the Rams. That's number one. That's pick number one. Pick number two, I'm taking the Steelers laying 7 against Denver. What I saw Monday night with that defense, man, to me that's it's going to be hard-pressed for me to see a defense that's going to be better than Pittsburgh this year. I mean, they are, boy, did they get after it. And they got after Saquon Barkley, and they got after Daniel Jones, and they got all these guys, man, whether it's Bud Dupree, whether it's Devin Bush, whether it's T.J. Watt, whether it's Cameron Haywood. I mean, they got these guys that are just flying around at the ball. I mean, they really are. And, you know, Denver, you know, they lost a tough game to Tennessee, but Tennessee's is a better team. I don't know how good Denver is. I don't know how good Drew Lock is. I don't know, but I don't know. And, you know, they got to come to Pittsburgh to play the Steelers. It's never easy going to Heinz Field, whether there's fans there or not. Ben looked good. Looks like he's back to being Roethlisberger. They got weapons there. Yeah, you know, I like Benny Snell. Juju Smith-Schuster looks like he's really emerging to be a real big-time star for Pittsburgh. Give me the Steelers laying 7 at home against the Broncos. I'm also taking Pittsburgh as one of my picks in our knockout pool as well, along with the Chiefs. So let me throw that out there. Game 3, I'm taking Houston. They're getting 7 at home against Baltimore. And I know how good Baltimore is, okay? We saw what they did last week against Cleveland. You know, they wiped them out. We know how good Lamar Jackson is. They got a solid defense. The whole 9 yards with how good the Ravens are. No question about that. No disputing it. And look, the Texans didn't look so great against the defending champions in Kansas City, you know, 10 days ago. But they got a little extra time here. I still think they're a quality team. They still do have Deshaun Watson. They still got some pretty good players on defense. J.J. Watt, you know, they got some guys, okay, you know. I don't love it that DeAndre Hopkins isn't there anymore. I mean, your offense doesn't look like it used to when you got that guy there. But I just think this number is pretty big. It's a big number for Baltimore to be favored on the road in Houston against, you know, a team we think will be, because who knows, a quality team. So I'm taking a flyer. I always love home of dogs. I love home dogs. And I'm taking a flyer on this home dog in the Houston Texans. So give me the Texans plus 7 at home against the Ravens. So the Beningo picks for week 3, I like the Eagles lane going head-to-head against Evan. The Eagles laying 1.5 at home against the Rams. I like the Steelers laying 7 at home against Denver. And I like the Texans getting 7 at home against the Baltimore Ravens. The Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts Pro Football Picks week 2 in the NFL.